大家下午好。
It's good to see you. I'm glad I remembered that the service is an hour earlier.
我很高兴，我记得今天我们的崇拜提前了。
I was nervous that I would be coming as you were all going home.
我有点紧张，我怕我来的时候你们都快要回家了。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this chance to gather in your presence.
主，我们谢谢你，你的与我们同在。
To worship you,
我们来崇拜你。
To bring our prayers, our requests before you,
把我们的祷告祈求带给你。
And to receive a message from your word,
并从你的话语中接受到信息。
So Lord, we pray that you would open our ears to hear you as you speak to us today.
主啊，你打开我们的耳朵，让我们可以听见你今天向我们所讲的话。
Help us to see you, Lord.
帮助我们能够看见你
，and help us to respond to your word，
也帮助我们回答你的话语。
We pray this in your precious and holy name。
我们靠着你圣宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Happy New Year! I haven't seen you since Chinese New Year.
自从中国新年以来，我还没有见过你们大家，向你们贺年。
I love that celebration and all the good Chinese food that goes along with it.
我很喜欢跟中国新年一起享受的好的食物。
And I'm sure some of you got one of those nice red envelopes.
我相信你们有的人也拿到了红包。
Maybe several of them.
也许好几个。
Imagine if you opened one of those envelopes and inside was a check.For $1 million,
就是想一想，假如你打开了红包，里面是有一个100万的一张支票。
Has that happened to anybody? No.
有没有发生过
？Okay, but imagine, what would you do with that?
假如你有的话，你怎么办
？If you get an envelope from me, it won't have a check for $1 million. I can guarantee that.
我保证你不会从我这里得到一张。
But imagine, what would you do with that?
想一想，你应该怎么做
？Just think about that for a moment.
就想一想啊，现在想一想。
Really, there's basically only two things you can do with that amount of money.
基本上有那么多钱，你只能做两件事。
You can spend it.
又把它花掉。
Or you could invest it.
哦，你可以投资。
But I want you to hear something this afternoon.
今天呢，我让你们听到一些。
God has given each one of us something far more valuable than $1 million.
神比给我们的远超过比一百万要宝贵。
It's your life.
就是我们的生命。
Now let me ask you, what are you going to do with that valuable gift?
我来问你，你对那一个宝贵的礼物你怎么处理
？Will you spend it？
你把它花掉。
Or will you invest it？
或你把它用来投资。
That's the question we want to consider today. It's a question we must consider.
这个是我们必须要考虑的。
Because the pressures and the demands, the expectations, the tasks of life push at us.From all sides,
because 从我们的生命中所接受被人家的期待跟对我们的要求，从各个角度都堆在我们身上。
All calling for our time and for our attention and for our devotion.
他们都需要我们花时间，都需要把我们的心投在里面。
And I know it's easy to get frustrated, to run out of time and to run out of energy.
我知道。有的时候我们很快的就没有时间也没有精力觉得很沮丧。
And sometimes we just find ourselves running around in life just giving attention to whatever is shouting the loudest.
所以有时候我们就跑来跑去哪个声音最大我们就听得最清楚。
We fall slave or subject to what we might call the tyranny of the urgent.
我们经常做了迫不及待的事情的奴隶。
In the 1960s, there was a pastor, Charles Hummel, who wrote a little booklet by that title, The Tyranny of the Urgent.
在1960年的时候，一个牧师，他是 Charles， 他写了一本书，这本书就是说这个迫不及待的暴君。
Let me read a little excerpt from what he wrote.
我给你们念一段他所写的。
When we stop to evaluate, we realize that our dilemma goes deeper than a shortage of time.
当我们停下来，不再考虑的时候，我们发觉我们的问题是永远时间不够。
It is basically the problem of priorities.
主要的是哪一些是我们的必要的先提。
We sense uneasily that we may have failed to do the important.
我们有一种感觉，好像我们没有做到那个重要的。
The winds of other people's demands have driven us onto a reef of frustration.
别人对我们的要求让我们每一天都感到非常的受到挫折。
Your greatest danger is letting the urgent things crowd out the important ones.
你最大的危机就是你让那些比较有迫切性的远超过了那些重要的。
I wonder how many of us can identify with those words.
我不知道我们之中哪些人有同样的感受。
Sometimes, if we're honest, it seems like life is just happening to us.
我们有的时候，假如我们很诚实的话，我们知道事情就发生了，我们没有办法控制。
Because our lives are being spent rather than being invested.
我们的生命就每一天都浪费掉了，并没有去投资。
Friends, we're not alone.
我们不仅是我们是这样。
This is exactly how the people felt to whom our passage was written some 25 centuries ago.
这在25世纪以前，我们今天要念的这些信息也同样的发生了。
A people like you and me who were struggling with the pressures and demands of life.
他们就像我们一样，每一天都为生命上人家对我们的要求感觉到挫折。
Now let's get a little background to help our understanding of this message.
我们看一下今天这个信息的背景。
In 586 before Christ, the Babylonians destroyed the temple in Jerusalem.
所以在公元前586年，巴比伦毁坏了耶路撒冷的圣殿。
And took the Jews into captivity in Babylon.
他们把犹太人从以色列掳去了，到了巴比伦。
Finally, after 70 years of exile, the Persian king Cyrus allowed some of the Jews to return to Jerusalem.
到70年以后，波斯王塞鲁士让他们有一些犹太人可以回到耶路撒冷。
They returned in the year 538 before Christ to begin the work of rebuilding the temple.
他们在公元前538年的时候回到耶路撒冷开始重建圣殿。
Some 50,000 Jews put themselves to the task of rebuilding the temple.
大概有50,000犹太人在那个地方建造圣殿。
But after a time, the demands of life began to take their toll.
经过一段时间以后，他们在生活上对他们要求的比较越来越严厉。
The people had rebuilt the altar of the temple.
他们已经造了这个圣殿里的供台。
They laid the foundation.
他们把圣殿的基础打定了。
But then they abandoned the work of rebuilding the temple.
那个时候他们就放弃了重建圣殿的工作。
And it's into this situation that God now sends his prophet Haggai.
就在这种情形之下，神把他的先知哈该差遣来了。
To call the people back to the work of rebuilding the temple.
要这些人回去重新继续造圣殿。
Today we're going to consider the first of four messages that God delivers through his prophet Haggai.
今天我们要看神借助哈该带来四个信息的第一个。
And I want you to see to whom this message is addressed in chapter 1, verse 1.
在这个第一章的第一节，你们可以看出这个信息是给谁的。
There's a lot of significance here.
这里有很重要的。
In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai the prophet to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest.
大流士王第二年六月初一日，耶和华的话借着先知哈该向犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和亚撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚。
How is this significant?
这个有什么重要？
Well, Zerubbabel was the governor of Judah.
那个时候所罗巴伯是犹大的省长。
And although he is not a king, he is the royal head of this remnant people who have returned to Jerusalem.
虽然他不是王，可是他这一些从巴比伦回到犹太人的首领。
He was a direct descendant of King David.
他是大卫王的后代。
And this shows me that this people, it was the right people.
告诉我们这是正，这些人都是正确的人。
But they were a people without power.
但是他们是没有权力的人。
No power to rebuild the temple.
他们没有权力来重造这个圣殿。
No power to fulfill their calling.
没有能力能够实现他们的 mission.
No power to be a blessing to the nations.
他没有办法做到国家的祝福。
They were the right people.
他们是对的人。
But without power.
但是没有能力。
Secondly, we see that this is addressed to Joshua.
在第二方面，我们看这是对约书亚所说的。
Joshua is the high priest. In other words, he's the religious head of Israel.
约书亚是大祭司，他所以是他们宗教上的领袖。
This shows that this people had the right religion.
这告诉我们他们的宗教是对的。
But there was no reality in their religion.
但在他们宗教里面并没有事实。
Quitting the work on the temple showed that their worship was meaningless.
停止了建造他们的圣殿，告诉我们他们的崇拜是很没有用的。
They had the right religion, but there was no reality.
他们有正确的宗教，却是没有现实的情形。
It had lost all its meaning and significance.
把所有的意义都失去了。
Brothers and sisters, this is why rebuilding the temple is so significant.
So, 弟兄姐妹们，这就是为什么重造这个圣殿是重要的。
The temple pictured God's relationship to Israel.
这个圣殿是代表神跟以色列的关系。
It was the symbol of God's presence.
是象征着神的存在。
Even more significantly, it was the place where God was revealed and worshipped.
也更重要的，在这个圣殿里，神被人启向人启示，向人显现。
But this new temple was also going to point forward to the coming Messiah.
这个新的圣殿更象征着将要来的弥赛亚。
Jesus Christ would become the ultimate temple.
耶稣基督是最终的圣殿。
Through whom God would be manifested and glorified in the world.
借着耶稣基督，神向世界显现，得到荣耀。
What does all of this show us?
这给我们看的是什么？
It shows us that it takes Jesus to put the power back into the people.
也就是告诉我们，只有基督能够把这些能力重新带到人里面。
And to put reality back into religion.
然后把现实放到宗教里面。
And so with this background, let's consider three things from this first message of the Lord through his prophet Haggai.
所以从这个背景里面，我们来考虑神借着哈该所说的这个预言的三件事情。
As you can see in your notes, we're going to consider first a relevant rebuke.
第一个是中肯的责备。
Second, the required remedy.
必须的措施。
And finally, the right response on the part of the people.
最后是人们正确的回应。
What is this relevant rebuke in verses 2 to 6?
从第二节到第六节之间是什么样的中肯的责备？
Well, first of all, the rebuke is necessary because the people had lost their focus.
最主要的，这个责备是必须的，因为人已经失去了他们的重点。
And the rebuke is relevant because it speaks to you and to me today.
这个责备是必须的，就像我们今天也需要一样。
They basically gave the excuse that they didn't have time to work on the temple anymore.
他们的借口是说他们没有时间再来继续造这个圣殿。
They didn't have time to do the Lord's work.
他们没有时间做主的工。
Thus says the Lord of hosts, these people say the time has not yet come to rebuild the house of the Lord. Then the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai the prophet. Is it a time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses while this house lies in ruins?
他说你们现在没有时间让神的圣殿这样子的荒凉，你们没有时间去工作，可是你们可以住在天花板的房屋吗？
God rebukes them and he says, it's not so much a question of time.
神在责备他们，其实不是你们没有时间。
Notice how sarcastic he is in verse 4. He says, you have time to build your houses.
所以你看第四节，神很讽刺地说，你们有时间造你们的天花板房屋吗？
The Lord says, it's not a question of time, it's a question of priorities.
所以神说不是时间的问题，而是你们的重要的优先在哪里。
The Lord was no longer first.
神不再是第一位了。
They had become preoccupied with their own interests.
他们变成只注重他们自己的利益。
They were more committed to the material than they were to the spiritual.
他们所关心的是所谓需要的材料，而不是其他的工作。
More committed to the temporal than they were to the eternal.
他们所注重的只是目前的，而不是永生的。
And so the Lord says now in verse 5, Now therefore, says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways.
所以在第五节，现在万军之耶和华说，你们要审查自己行为。
In other words, he says, look at your priorities.
也换句话说，你们的第一优先在哪里？
I'm no longer first.
我已经不再是第一位了。
It's your career.
是你们自己的工作。
Your home.
你们自己的家。
Your comforts.
你们自己的舒适。
Your kids or grandkids.
你们的孩子跟孙子们。
Your agenda.
你们自己心里所想的。
The urgent has replaced the important.
什么比较时间上所代替了重要性？
The temporal has replaced the eternal.
现代代替了永生。
And he says the irony of it all in verse 6 is that your life isn't even all that satisfying.
可是你看第六节那里讲，你们自己的生活并不是那么满足的。
You've sown much and harvested little. You eat, but you don't have enough. You drink, but you never have your fill. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm, especially in Minnesota. And he who earns wages does so to put them in a bag with holes.
你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖，得工钱的将工钱装在破漏的囊中。
You see, the things he says you're devoting your life to don't bring any satisfaction.
你们把你们的时间放在没有办法带给你们任何满足的事情上。
It's like Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones singing that old song from 1965. I've tried and I've tried and I've tried, and I just don't get any satisfaction.
就好像 Rolling Stone 在他们60年代所唱的有名的歌，我得不到满足。
So what is the required remedy?
所以我们如何来改变呢？
Well, in verse 7, the Lord says once again to the people, consider your ways.
从第七节，神说你们要审查自己的行为。
Literally, this could be translated, put your heart in order.
也就是说把你心里面的次序整理好。
Arrange your heart, put things in order.
把你的心里面整理整顿好。
The way we would say it today is get your priorities straight.
也换句话，我们今天就是说让我们的第一优先安排妥当。
But brothers and sisters, he's not suggesting that we merely think about our priorities.
弟兄姐妹们，他不是说我们只想我们的第一优先。
He's saying do something about it.
所以我们应该做。
And so in verse 8, he says, go up to the hills and bring wood and build the house that I may take pleasure in it.
所以在第八节他说，你们要上山去取木料，你们要建造。
He says to you and me, get going. Do what you have to do.
去做，做你们所应该做的。
Get involved in the work of building my church.
然后你应该去建造我的教会。
In verse 9, he says, you looked for much, and behold, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I blew it away. Why? Declares the Lord, because of my house that lies in ruins, while each of you busies himself with his own house.
所以第九节说，你们盼望多得，所得的却少。你们收到家中，我就吹去。这是为什么呢？因为我的殿荒凉，你们个人却顾自己的房屋。
The Lord says, I frustrated all of your efforts.
所以换也主说，我要让你们所有努力都不成功。
To bring you to a place of repentance, to bring you back, so that once again, the Lord and His and the building of His temple would be in the first place.
所以主这样做是把他们带回来，让他们知道他们应该造的是主的殿为第一优先。
He continues in verses 10 and 11.
所以在十节十一节他继续说。
Therefore the heavens have withheld the dew and the earth its produce. And I've called for a drought on all the land, the hills, the grain, the new wine, the oil, and what the ground brings forth on man and beast on all their labors.
所以为你们的缘故，天就不降甘露，地也不出土产。我命干旱临到地上。
The Lord says, I've done all of this to bring you to a place of repentance.
所以神说，我做这些事就是要你们悔改。
Brothers and sisters, as believers in Jesus Christ,
so, 弟兄姐妹们，我们是跟随主耶稣基督的。
This is the message for you and me.
所以这个信息是给你跟我的。
That our lives ought to be centered on the person of Jesus Christ.
我们的生命应该集中在基督耶稣身上。
And the building of his church.
主要的工作是建造他的教会。
Turn with me in your Bibles to the New Testament epistle of Colossians.
请你把圣经翻到新约的加拉太书。
Colossians chapter 1 verses 15 to 18.
加拉太书第一章十五节到十八节。
And here the Apostle Paul says this about Jesus Christ. He says he's the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things. And in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. Should we read those?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. We don't need to read in Mandarin?
No.
Okay. What do we see first here?
我们这里首先看到的是什么?
Everything has been created through Christ and for Christ.
每一件事情都是为基督所造, 也是
Think about this, friends.
大家想一想,
your job, your family, your health, your future, it's all been given by him and it's all for him.
你的家庭, 你的健康, 你所有的一切, 都是他所给的, 也是为他所给的。
Therefore, Jesus should be honored in all of our decisions.
所以基督应该是在我们所有的做事的决定之中。
What else do we see in these verses?
在这些经节里我们还看到什么?
Christ is before all things.
基督是在所有事情之前,
He's the center of all things.
他是所有事情的中心。
Therefore, he should be first in all things.
所以他要在一切事上之先, 万有之先。
Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus Christ wants to have the first place in your life.
所以弟兄姐妹们, 耶稣基督 要在你的心里面占首位。
He doesn't want to have just a prominent place.
他不是就是说在你心中有一个看得见的地位。
He wants to have the preeminent place.
他是要里面最优先的地位。
First place in your relationships.
是第一，在你的关系之中，他也是第一个。
First place in your use of time.
他也是你所用的时间里面的第一位。
First place in how you spend and use and invest your money.
也是你怎么样花钱，怎么样用你的时间，他也是占首位。
First place in your career plans.
在你工作职业上的计划，他也要占首位。
Jesus wants to have first place in everything.
基督要在我们所有的事上占首位。
So back in Haggai chapter 1,
回到哈该书第一章,
the Lord says, consider your ways.
所以他说你应该注意你的行为。
Reorder your lives, get your priorities straight.
重新把你生活的优先次序搞对。
Brothers and sisters, what will this mean for you practically speaking?
So, 这个对你来实际生活上说是什么意思呢?
Think about this as you depart today. What things need to change so Christ and His church can once again be in the first place in my life?
所以我们要思想一下，在我们的生活中，如何让耶稣基督占第一首位。
Because when we make Jesus Christ in the building of His church the first place in our lives have to change.
所以假如我们让耶稣基督在我们生命上占首位, 那我们的生命一定要改变。
The beautiful thing is we'll no longer be controlled by the urgent and the immediate.
可是这里面最好的就是说, 我们不必再为了时间的迫切性来控制。
Our lives will now be governed by what is useful and important.
我们现在我们的生命能被控制的是什么对我们有意义的，什么对我们有用的。
Things that have value for all eternity.
凡是对永生有价值的。
So how do we respond to this message this morning?
所以我们今天对这个信息我们都怎么样回答呢?
How did the people at the time of Haggai respond?
在哈该的时代他们怎么回答的？
Well, we see their response in verses 12 to 15.
我们从12节到15节看到他们的回应。
And we see, first of all, in verse 12 this. Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him. And the people feared the Lord.
撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚，并剩下的百姓都听从耶和华他们神的话和先知哈该奉耶和华他们神差来所说的话，百姓也在耶和华面前存敬畏的心。
Friends, what I'd like you to see first is that this response begins with the leaders.
我们看到的是，应该看到的是，这个反应是从领袖们先开始的。
With Zerubbabel and Joshua.
所罗巴伯跟约书亚。
But it involves a response of all the people.
也包括所有人的反应。
This is a truth that I have seen played out year after year after year in ministry. As the leaders, so the people.
所以在我多少年的侍奉上，我看到教会里领袖如何反应，人也跟着如何反应。
And if the leaders respond, the people will follow and will respond as well.
当领袖们如此反应，人也就跟着一起同样的反应。
So let's all of us respond in the way this people responded.
所以让我们一起像这些人一样的来反应。
By obeying the Lord.
顺服神
and showing reverence for the Lord once again.
再一次对神有敬畏的心。
They began to worship him in earnest.
我们以虔诚的心来敬畏神。
Not just with their lips.
不仅仅是嘴唇上说。
But now with their lives.
我们的生命上表现出来。
They reordered their priorities.
他们再一次把他们生命的优先重新规定好。
So that the Lord and the building of his temple, his kingdom, his church was once again preeminent.
So 神在他的人中，在他的教会中，在所有人的生命中，再一次是第一优先。
Brothers and sisters, here's the good news.
So 弟兄姐妹们，这好消息。
At the end of this passage,
在这个经节的结束的地方。
God always responds to our obedience and our reverence.
当我们对神敬畏顺服的时候，神必定回答我们。
And we see this in two promises that the Lord now gives to his people.
我们可以看到神给他的百姓有两个应许。
The first one comes in verse 13.
第一个在十三节。
Then Haggai, the messenger of the Lord, spoke to the people with the Lord's message, I am with you, declares the Lord.
耶和华的使者哈该奉耶和华差遣对百姓说，耶和华说，我与你们同在。
The first promise is the promise of his presence.
所以第一个应许是他的同在。
The assurance that he would be with this people as they respond in obedience.
他向百姓们说，你们只要顺服我，我就必与你们同在。
Because I know it can be scary sometimes to obey the Lord.
我知道有的时候要顺服神是很恐怖的。
And that's why the Lord says, yes, but when you obey me, I promise I will be with you.
这就是为什么神说，你只要顺服我，我就答应与你同在。
His presence will help us face our fears.
所以他的同在可以帮助我们对付恐惧。
His presence will help us deal with our doubts.
他同在帮助我们对我们自己的怀疑可以控制。
His presence will help us overcome our anxiety.
他的同在可以帮助我们克服我们里面的忧虑。
I can remember Many years ago now, when I was serving the Lord in what was still communist Eastern Europe.
我记得多少大概几几不久以前，在现在已结束的这个共产党欧洲。
This was the early 1980s.
大概1980年的前期。
And I was involved in a ministry of transporting or smuggling Bibles and Christian books into these communist countries.
我们那个时候是要把这些圣经跟圣经的书籍运到欧洲的共产党国家。
And I can remember on one of these journeys, we were traveling from the country of Poland into what was then the country of Czechoslovakia.
所以那个时候我们是要从波兰把书带到捷克斯拉夫去。
And it was taking a very long time to get through the border crossing.
要经过这个国与国的之间的边界，要很多时间。
And as we got close, I saw that the guards were taking apart the vehicles.
所以那个在接近的快接近国家的时候，我们看到很多车子停在那边。
Looking underneath, looking in the engine, looking under the dashboard.
他们看车子的底下，看到车子的引擎方面，也看到车子里面。
Measuring the outside of the vehicle, measuring the inside.
他量一量外面的车子有多高，再量量车子里面怎么样。
As I observed this, we were the next car in line. I thought, they're going to catch us.
所以当我看到这个时候，我就想他们会抓到我们了。
We're going to lose the vehicle.
会丢掉我们的车。
Many children won't get the children's Bibles that we have.
很多小孩子拿不到小孩子的圣经。
We'll probably go to jail for a couple of weeks.
我们可能要被关起来。
And be interrogated.
被他们审问。
And so silently, we prayed. We couldn't pray out loud because they were always listening.
所以我们就开始祷告，我们轻声的祷告。
Suddenly, I saw a man who was working on a truck engine.
我看到一个人在修车子。
He came over to our van, to our vehicle.
他到我们车子来了。
He knocked on the door.
他敲门。
He said, open up, customs.
打开来，我们是海关。
Give me your passports.
把你们护照。
I said that they took them already into the office.
我说他们已经把护照拿去了。
He went to the office. Kate got our passports, came, gave them to me.
他那个人到办公室把护照拿来给了我们。
Open up your vehicle.
他把你车子打开。
He put his head in. He looked. He said, "Go."
他进来看了一看，他说你们走吧。
I said, "What do you mean, go?"
我说你去哪里
？He said, "Go."
Just go. 走。
I said, "Yeah, but the." He said, "Go."
走。
I said, "You mean I can just drive out?" And he said, "Go." So I started the engine. I thought, you know, sirens are going to go, and I very, with very little faith, pulled out of the line. He says, "Go, go."
我把车子开到出去以后往前走，他叫我往前走。
And we drove away.
我们就走了。
And I looked in the rearview mirror.
我从往后看。
And I saw him go back to the truck and work on the engine again.
他就继续在车子那里修他的车子。
Who was that man?
那个人是谁？
I have no idea.
我也不知道。
Was it an angel?
是天使吗？
Was he a believer?
他是个信徒吗？
I have no idea.
我不知道。
But I do know this.
可是我知道。
The Lord says, when you are obedient, I will be with you.
当神说你顺服我的时候，我必与你同在。
And we experienced the Lord's presence that day.
那一天我们亲身享受到神的同在。
Now, he doesn't always rescue us in miraculous ways like that.
神并不有经常像那样子拯救我们。
But he always promises to be with us.
但是他答应我们，他与我们同在。
The Lord gives us a second promise here in verse 14.
在第十四节，神有第二个应许。
We read that the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel and the governor of Judah and the spirit of Joshua, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people, and they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God.
我们 这里看到耶和华激动犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约撒大的儿子大祭司约书亚，并剩下的百姓的心，他们就来为君万军之耶和华他们的神的殿做工。
The second promise is the promise of his power.
这第二个应许是神的大能。
The promise of his presence and the promise of his power.
神的应许他的同在，也应许他的大能。
Brothers and sisters, no task is too great if the Lord stirs up our spirit. Amen.
所以你们知道，没有任何事情是神不能做的，对不对？
The Lord's work can be difficult.
神的工作可能困难，有困难。
Ask anybody who's been in ministry, they will tell you it can be very difficult.
凡是侍奉过神的人都知道，这神的工作是困难的。
But the Lord promises us His power.
但是神把他的大能应许给我们。
You know what this means for each and every one of you?
所以对你们每一个人这是什么意思？
That you can get involved in the ministry of this church.
你们可以进入这个教会的事工。
I'm not talking about just coming to worship services. I'm talking about getting actively involved in the ministry of the church.
我并不只说你们来崇拜，你们可以对教会所有的事工积极的参加。
Maybe that's using your gifts as a teacher.
也许是你可以做一个老师。
Maybe that's cooking when you have these celebrations together.
或者是你在这个庆祝的时候帮助做饭。
Maybe it is helping with the worship services.
也许是帮助崇拜的。
Maybe it's becoming one of the church leaders.
也许变成教会里的一个领袖。
Maybe it's doing something like evangelism.
或者是去传福音。
But each and every one of us ought to have a ministry in the church.
所以每一个人都应该在教会的事工上有份。
You say, well, Pastor, I can't do anything. I don't have any gifts.
你说牧师，我没有恩赐，我什么都不能做。
But you see, when you respond in obedience, the Lord promises His power.
你只要答应顺服神，神就把他的能力给你。
It's not about your abilities, it's about your availability.
并不是说你有没有能力，而是你有没有时间侍奉。
Yes, God promises His presence and His power.
所以神答应我们他的同在跟他的大能。
But that is always preceded by our obedience.
但是在这个应许之前，我们必须要顺服神。
So as we close this afternoon, I want to ask you,Will you respond in the way these people responded?
在我们今天结束的时候，我问你，你会不会像这些人同样的方法来回应神？
Consider your ways.
检查你的行为。
Put first things first.
把第一优先决定好。
Jesus Christ, His kingdom and His righteousness.
耶稣基督的国度跟他的义。
That was our memory verse.
这个是我们今天的金句背诵。
But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
你们先寻求他的国和他的义，这一切神都会为你们准备好。
These people said yes to God.
这些人对神回答了，他们愿意。
And you have the chance to do the same.
你们，我们也有同样的机会，像他们一样。
In this new year,
在这个新的一年
，Let's invest our lives for Christ and His church.
我们为主耶稣基督跟他的教会，我们来投资。
Not spend them on the things of this world.
我们不去注重那些俗世的事。
Here's a good way to examine our lives. It's what I call the rocking chair test.
我有一个摇椅的测验，来看看我们怎么样检查我们的生命。
Imagine yourself as an old, what's the word? Yeah, yeah. And you know, I'm sitting down in the rocking chair. Okay.
就想象你是一个老人家，你坐在一个摇椅上。
And I'm looking back over my life.
我在回想我生命过去的生命。
Will you be able to say my life counted for eternity?
你能不能说我的生命是有永生的？
Or will you have to say, I wasted my life on the things of this world?
或者你说，我把我的生命都浪费在这些俗世的事情上。
What do you want to say someday when you're that elderly grandfather, grandmother sitting in the rocking chair?
将来有一天你像一个祖父祖母坐在那个椅子上，你的回答是什么？
It's not too late.
还不太晚。
You can make changes today.
你今天就可以改变。
Consider your ways.
检查你的生命。
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for your word to us today.
天父，我们为你今天的话语献上感谢。
Thank you, Lord, for messages like this that really stop us in our tracks.
我们谢谢你，像这样子的信息，真是让我们在生命中停下来。
And cause us to reevaluate our lives and our priorities.
让我们好好的审查我们的生命，审查我们的优先。
Lord, give us the strength and the courage to respond as these people responded.
神啊，给我们勇气，让敢勉励我们，像这些人一样的来反应。
Obediently and in reverence.
我们在敬畏的心里顺服你。
Lord, we thank you for the wonderful promises that you give us when we do.
我们也谢谢你，当我们顺服你的时候，你给我们的应许。
That you will be with us.
有我们同在。
And that you will empower us.
你会让我们有能力。
We praise you for your message to us today.
我们为你今天的信息，谢谢你，在赞美你。
In Jesus' name.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.